First, let's begin. I wanted to conclude the last part. The last part of the Sefer, the last section, Jewish Wisdom in the Numbers, by Rav Osher Chaim Levin with Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman. Okay, we're up to the number, what? To me, no. Levin, no relation to me. No relation to me. Osher Chaim Levin. I want to share with you just a few things, not the obvious things. There's a ton of information in this book. We're up to the number 250. We're skipping around different numbers. Some of the numbers I've often tell you, all the different things, the ideas you probably know already. But let's talk about the number 250. I have nothing significant to say other than to take note that the word ner, a candle, has the same gematria as 250. I don't know what the significance is, other than I never thought about it. He talks about that Adas Korach, their fire pans were used for the Mizbeach, for the fire. But, you know, the Ner is a very meaningful thing in Jewish thought. Ki Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. A yardside candle, when people daven for the Amorim and Yishul's Demakbe, that you should light candles. Kidures Hashem Bu'urim. Ner, the Ner Tamid. Ner in Jewish life is very, very significant. Ki Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. A human being is called a Ner. And the fact that Ner is Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, or the fact that a Ner is Bigimatria 250, obviously there's something very meaningful. What it is, I do not know. But to me, now I know that whenever we hear the number 250, you have to take a step back and appreciate that represents the concept of Ner. Okay, let's go now to the next number 300. Okay, let's talk about 300. Yeah.
Is there anything to a certain shuls right before they daven Shliach Tzibur, they light two candles?
Yes, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Kibdu es Hashem beurim," honor Hashem with lights. And therefore, since Urim is plural, that's the primary reason why Neros are lit before you daven. When you're davening for the Tzibur, you're being Mechabed Hashem. You're praying to Hashem. So electric is equivalent to a real Ner. Some want to be Machma, they want to have a real Ner. Some also hold that the person that's davening, they're davening for a neshama, you have a yard site, they're davening saying Kaddish for someone generally. So a Ner is Kinelikim Nishma Sodom. Some shuls light two, some light five, some light all different types of customs. I know in Tarvadas, I never knew this until recently, Tarvadas, they light two. But on a day when there's no Tachnun, three. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, five. The candelabra, they don't have in the main basement, there's no electric. They're living in the Stone Ages. There's no electric. It's just a candle candelabra, which has five spots. And every day, they only light two, the two extreme spots. On a day when there's no tachnun, then they light three. So you right away, you know, before you begin davening, you right away can tell if there's going to be tachnun, there's two or three. And on I don't think they know. I don't know. Shaghai Milovich, this is the custom. Tarvid Wolfson started? I don't know. He's not really there in this marriage. I don't know, two and three, and then on Friday, Shabbos and Yom Tov, not the Shabbos Yom Tov, so then they light five. How long does it go already? Because, you know, you light a candle.
But a Shabbos.
What?
Who donates all these candles?
I don't know. Well, it used to be regular candles. The regular sinicus to put in, and the whole thing is full of wax. About a year ago, someone decided no more of the candles. They got now the liquid paraffin, and they got those paraffin, and they got those fancy glass things, and they fill it up in the hole. It's not so good. It doesn't smell, but just, I don't know, doesn't produce a very significant light. It's not a fiberglass. Okay, oil, no, they don't have any oil. No one uses oil. The whole place would smell like oil. They will. All right, whatever it is. Okay, but just to point out, the number 250 represents the concept of Ner. Next number 300 and 400. In the Aleph Beis, the second to last letter is 300, and the last letter is Tav. It represents the concept of 400. If you study Chazal, you'll always find exaggerations, guzmos, used in reference to the number 300. Sometimes you have used the number 400. Gideon, he took with him 300 soldiers. I don't have all the examples. I didn't write down the examples, but there are many, many examples in Chazal of describing something in the extreme with the number 300. Yeshaya was killed. Not Yeshaya, I'm sorry. Which king was killed, shot by arrows? Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was shot by 300 arrows. This is one of 100 examples. You find all over. Why are Chazal obsessed with the number 300? But sometimes they're obsessed with the number 400. The number 400, for example, you find, let's talk about the Golos. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Yedoya Teida, Ki Ger Yezerech, Be'eretz Leilohim, Avod Avinu Shem Abraham Yoshana. In the Masecht Avodah Zarah of Avraham Avinu, there were 400 parakim in the Masecht Avodah Zarah. Okay, you find Eretz Yisrael was 400 parsos by 400 parsos. Why Yaakov came to what? It moved 400 parsos. We find that Yaakov, Esav, came to greet Yaakov with 400 men. Why in Chazal, one, they describe exaggerations. They want to describe something in the extreme to wake us up. Sometimes they use 300, and sometimes they use 400. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, 300 halachos were forgotten. What is the pattern? It's very, very hard to find the pattern. I think, if not mistaken, I think I saw this somewhere, but I don't know if it's necessarily accurate on the mark. You have to be mind if it's really true. 300 is a number of an exaggeration of Gashmias. 400 is where Chazal was the extreme of Ruchnias. And that is...
Well, you just said that doesn't work.
Oh, so what did I say? Which example? So why does that in fact prove the point? Ein shicha lifnei chisei chavodecha. The concept of forgetting is something which is unique to this world. In the Olam HaEmes, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of the spiritual world, there's no such thing as forgetting. When Chazal want to illustrate that in the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah was forgotten, was Nishtach Miklal Yisrael, they precisely use the number 300. If Torah is forgotten, and we want to say a lot of Torah was forgotten, that's because we're subject to the limitations of this world, this Tsar, and their Shikha. Shikha is a very powerful component of Olam Hazeh. And that's precisely why 300 halachos were forgotten. Let's go to the other extreme. Esav came to Yaakov to kill Yaakov with 400 men. This is war. War is Olam Hazeh. The answer is, the Chazal is hinting to us something very powerful, or the Torah is telling us, it wasn't a physical war, conquest to divide the world. It wasn't the world, who's going to divide up the world. It was a religious war. Esav was coming to Yaakov to take away, who do you think you represent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There was a religious war between the two different nations, and that's why it was with 400 men. Now, some things are very simple. Eretz Yisrael is 400 parsos. That makes sense, because Eretz Yisrael is not a physical world. It's not 300 parsos. It's 400 parsos. Eretz Yisrael has this Kedush HaSaretz. It's spiritual. Golos. We go into Golos for how long? For 400 years. Golos is an experience. It's a spiritual experience. It's a spiritual experience. So it's an idea. It's a very interesting idea. When you look at it, every time Chazal give an exaggeration, I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. I'm presenting this. I heard this. I heard such a thing. I don't know if the morale says this. I heard such a thing once. I don't know, but it's something which is very interesting, which has to be studied. Because you do have... Ruchnis and Gashmis?
Yeah, sure.
Ruchnis and Gashmis. 300 verse 400.
Or how about
Teba
versus
Malam and Ateba? Okay, Nachnami. This is an idea, because you'll always find in Chazal guzmos. And the guzmos or extremes. And they're always going to give you one of these two numbers. They're going to give you 300 and 400.
Usually it means a whole lot.
But what is it? Why the Chazal select sometimes 300 and sometimes 400? So that is the yesod. 300 is killing you. There's an inning of gashmias. 400, we're focusing on ruchnias. This is just the point I want to make. Okay, let's go to the next number. The next number is 318. What is 318? Eliezer. Avram went to the battle, the four kings, the five kings, 318, Eliezer. Alright, so what am I going to tell you about 318? I don't know, I have really no clue what is 318. It's We once spoke on Friday about it. I mean, siach, 318 is Lashon of siach, means tekech atzfilah. Okay, yeyush, giving up hope, is 317, if I'm not mistaken. So tefillah is one up over, in the difference between giving up and having hope is one. Siach is 318. Okay, but I saw something new, which I don't know what it means. It's new to me. It's a new idea. Maybe, Michal, you appreciate my rally. You can probably have more of an appreciation of what is the significance of 318. And he says here in the Sefer, 318 is the combination of 248, Ramach Evarov, and 70. So when you appreciate the concept of 248, and you appreciate the concept of 70, and you put the two together, then you'll appreciate what the number 318 is all about. Now, what is 248? 248 represents, based on the way he presents it in the Sefer of Osher Levine, 240 represents the Evarov. A person was created with 248 limbs. How to count them, I don't know. But that's what there are. What's the topic of doing these limbs? It's to do mitzvahs. Chazal say there are 248 mitzvahs saseh, and there are 365 mitzvahs lo saseh. It's a grand total of tayag, 613. But what's the purpose of a mitzvah saseh? A mitzvah saseh is what you should do. This world is a world of gashmias. It's a world where we are put in this world to accomplish, to do things. 70 is a spiritual concept. So the Shivim Nefoshos, Klal Yisrael started with 70 souls. I don't know. I don't know. 70 is something which is not tangible. It's something which is hidden. When you combine Sod 70, which is it represents hiddenness, and 248, which represents the most external thing that there is in this world. Human being is the crown of creation, and human being has 248 limbs, and the purpose of these 248 limbs is to do things, to accomplish things in the open. And you combine 70, what 70 represents, which represents hiddenness, together with 248, which represents gilui. That's where you get, you accomplish, you come to the number 318. And that is Elias. Avraham now he went to war. There was a war. 300 and four kings, five kings, low to bring Melech HaMashiach. The goal of bring Melech HaMashiach came through Eliezer, came through 318. The bringing together of the secrets of this world, where we synthesize secrets together with what's revealed in this world, creates 318. Yeah.
The 248 is enumerated in the Mishnah's Aholos.
All the mitzvos and the Evarim, all the Evarim, all the limbs? Okay, okay.
What?
248. That's what he says. He's a Bucky Mishnah's.
The total is given.
No, our end is 300. And break it down? 400. A certain amount of this.
Say that again. Ha'aretz. Ha'aretz.
Yeah.
300. With the kolo. In my kolo.
Yeah. Hashemayim.
It's 400. Very interesting. So you see over here such a thing that three ruchni tagash is very nice. Okay, let's go on to the next number. Okay, 410 and 420. The Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, the first bayis was 410 years. The bayis sheni was 420 years. So all I want to present to you is a very nice remez to this. V'shachanti. Hashem says, V'asu li mikdash. Build for me a Beis Hamikdash, v'shachanti b'saicham, I will dwell in its midst. The word v'shachanti, if you take the word v'shachanti, shochan, tofyud, break up the word into two parts. Shochan, Hashem will dwell for how many years? Tofyud. Tafyud is 410. That refers to the Bayis Rishon. The same word shochanti, when you rearrange the letters, it's sheni, tof chof. 420 years. So the one word Vishochanti Bisacham was that Kadosh Baruch Hu's instruction that we build for him a Beis Hamikdash. In that word itself is hidden the fact that there will be a Bayis Rishon for 410 years and a Bayis Sheni for 420 years. Okay, let's go to the next number. The next number I enjoy very much. The next number is 500. 500. What's the significance of 500? And this is something. This is a very powerful concept. Hashem says that he will punish a sinner for four generations. Poiket avon avos al banim al bnei banim al shleishim the al ribeim, four generations. The Gemara says, how can Hashem punish a child for a sin of a father? Lo yumsu avos al banim lo yumsu avos. So the Gemara says, can beoidkim b'maseh avosem, if they continue the evil deeds of their father, if they continue to follow his evil ways, then the children will be punished for the sins of the fathers. But we do find such a concept that punishment can go down four generations. What about reward? It says in the pasuk, "Oseh chesed lo alafim." Hashem does kindness for thousands, 1,000 in the plural, which is a minimum of 2,000. So here's the very, very, very powerful concept, which we're going to see comes out in other ways. What is the ratio between punishment versus reward, or reward versus punishment? The ratio is 1 to 500. 4 generations for punishment, 2,000 generations for reward. So 2,000 divided by 4 is 500. The number 500 represents the difference between the extremes. The difference between the extremes. Now that is a very beautiful concept. We're going to illustrate this in many different ways. Number one, what is the most extreme components between this world? Ruchnius and Gashmius. The Gemara says, how long does it take to travel? This is a mystical concept, but I'm going to try to illustrate it in more Gashmius terms. How long does it take to travel between the Shemayim and one? There are seven heavens, Chazal, there are seven heavens. How long is the journey between each level, between the earth and the first level of Shemayim? So Gemara, 500 year journey. Okay, so he sent out in an orbiter or some type of, NASA will launch some type of spaceship to go to the end of the first Shemayim. It's only the first Shemayim. It takes 500, I don't know what speed has to travel, but 500 years. Shemayim Va'aretz represents the difference between the extremes, just like between Ra and Toiv. The ratio is 1 to 500. Between Shemayim Va'aretz, the ratio is 500. Now, I'll give you another interesting example. On the Shabbos, or during the week, when we make a mishpech for a chayla. So if you're in a shul where they make a separate mishpech for men and women, are there such shuls that still do that?
Yeah.
That's how it says in the Siddur. The Siddur has two.
Right.
So it says for men, l'remach evarov. Why can't we conclude the women in the same mishaberach? Because for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason we want to say l'remach evarov l'shagidov, and women do not have 248 limbs.
Right.
They're aliens. Mm-hmm. They have, how many do they have? How many fingers? You taught this to me. Mr. Blatter, you taught me that you have 11 fingers. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You taught that to me. I always do that. You taught that to me. 11. They're aliens. Chazal say they have 252. They have more. They have horns. They have 252 limbs, whereas men only have 248. Now here's the catch. What happens when a man marries a woman? When someone from Mars marries someone from Venus? 248 plus 252 equals 500. 500 represents the synthesis between Shamayim Va'aretz. Just like there's a gap 500 years between Shemayim Varetz, when man and woman, man is Ruchnius, Kula Ruchni. And a woman, no one heard I said this, is Kula Gashmi. There's no Ruchnius in a woman. No, I didn't say that. Strike it from the tape. Shemayim Varetz. 500, it's a combination of 500. What? Just the opposite. Ah, just the opposite. Okay. Separate. Try what? Oh, no. You never heard it from me. I deny ever saying it. Okay, next. Okay. Now another thing which is new to me. I never knew this. That how long did Avraham live for? You ever hear this before? 175. How long did Yitzhak live for?
180.
And how long did Yaakov live for?
47.
But Avraham didn't live for 180. Avraham lived for 175. Okay, Yitzchak 180, and Yaakov
147.
Something is wrong here. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. No. So what is he saying here? No. Let me go to the videotape. Okay, you're right. There were 170. Okay, this I wouldn't have told this to you had I seen that. This is not my style. 173 years of Avram's life in divine service. Excluding his first 2 years, as Avram only attained knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his third year. Okay, he's Makiris Bo when he was 3 years old. Shvach, a little bit Shvach. Good little Shvach. He first Makiris. We have to deduct the first 2 years. So when we deduct the first 2 years of his life, how many combined years were in the Avos, the Shalosh Avos? 500 years of divine service. Okay. The base Hamigdash was 505 by the Temple Mount is 500 amas. Okay, let me just tell you another example, another thing which really is number 2000. But let's bring it out now. This what is a person's the space a person takes up? What is Mekoyma Shel Adam? Dalet amas by Dalet amas. Everyone knows that a person occupies on Shabbos. What is a person's tchum? A tchum is your outer limits. Your inner limit is 4 amos, right? A person is only allowed to carry in the street dalet amos. That's your mokoyim. How far can you walk on Shabbos?
2,000.
What's the ratio between your mokoyim, your smallest mokoyim, and the expanse 500, ratio of 1 to 5? It's not that style. 2,000 amos, wow. That's the tchum. Where did Chazal get 2,000 amos from? Where does it come from? We're brainwashed. Lo mesach and mesach mesach there. When a person can travel on Shabbos 2,000 amos, if you want to make a erev tchumen, you can double it because that's really where you are. Where does this number come from? It comes from you. What is your makom? Your makom is dalet amos al dalet amos. That is your basic makom. The Gemara even says because that's how much space you take up when you lie down. The Gemara actually makes a calculation. That's your personal space. When a person expands. How far can you expand in this world? How far does the Oretz go until the Shemayim? 500 years. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to reward you. If you do an Aveir, it's 4 generations. But if you do good, it's going to be 2,000 generations. The expanse a person can do relative to is 500. 500 represents your expanse. The nail of that's why a person on Shabbos can go 2,000 amos. It's 500 times his primary makom of dalet amos by dalet amos. You know, you can learn Erevin a million times. It's something you don't have this concept. It's, you don't appreciate this concept where it comes from. It's a very powerful idea. Okay, let's now go to the next number on our list. The next number is 620. Okay, this is one of my favorite numbers. No, I have nothing to tell you about. What am I going to tell you about? I have nothing special to tell you. Nothing I can tell you you already do not know. So 613, you know, Tayag Mitzvos. But by the way, this number 613 Mitzvos is controversial. You remember Revival... what was his name? It was the Rav before by Garfinkel.
Reese.
So he once came to my father's shul on Shavuos. My father invited him to speak. He gave a drush. He gave a very, very nice drush. And his basic theme was this number of Tayag Mitzvos is only the Fee the Bavli. This does 613 mitzvahs. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says this. A Chazal. 613. And then the Rambam and everyone works backwards. How you fit in. Not all of the Midrashim agree that there's a number called 613. it's part of our, you know, our blood, 613. It's not everyone agrees. We're limited to 613. This is one way of counting. You have to fit everything backwards. Reverse engineer how you fit all the mitzvos into 613. Who says there are 613 mitzvos? It's a chazal. But they're conflicting. He showed there are conflicting mamari chazal, which seem to indicate that it's not limited to 613. But in any event, okay, I don't have anything to tell you about 613, but let's go to the 620. What's 620? 620 is the Tayag Mitzvos plus the Shev Mitzvos Bnei Noyach. What is the gematria of 620? Keser, the crown. Keser Yidnu Lucha. Why? Now, anyone daven here Nusach Svart? If you daven Nusach Svart on Shabbos, Keser. Keser Yidnu Lucha, it's the highlight of Shabbos to say the Kedusha of Musaf. Keser Yinulcha. Why do you say Keser Yinulcha? So this is a beautiful word, a beautiful gematria. Let's do the calculation together. How many times brachas Shmona Esrei are there during the week? During the whole week, for that matter. Well, let's go slow. How many times do you daven Shmona Esrei during this? Let's not discuss Shabbos. Let's first discuss the 6 days of the week.
18?
No, how many? There are 19 brachas. 19 brachas.
You daven 18 times.
No, but how? Let's go during the week. How many times do you daven during the day? Three times. 19 times 3 by how many days a week? Let's say 6 days, but it's not to Shabbos yet, equals 19 by 3 by 16 equals 342 brachos. A person privately is saying 342 brachos of Shmona Esrei in this first 6 days of the week. Now what about Chazor HaShatz? How many times do I have Chazor HaShatz during the day? Twice. There's no Chazor HaShatz tomorrow, only for Shacharis and Mincha. How many times brachos how many brachos are said by the Shatz? 19 by multiplied by 2 multiplied by the 6 days of the week for a total of 228. Right?
38 times.
Now let's add 342 that are said privately by the 200. We'll add 228 is a grand total of 570. Okay, now let's go to Shabbos. And Shabbos, how many brachos on the Shmoneh Esrei in Shabbos? 7. How many Shmoneh Esreis do we daven on Shabbos? 3. So let's do 7.
Four.
I'm sorry, we daven 4 Musaf. I'm sorry, Musaf 4. 28. So now that's 570. 598. Okay, now what about Chazor HaShatz? Well, we have Shachris and Musaf. That's another 14. And Mincha, 21. So what does that take us to? And plus Musaf, another 28. And what does that take us to? 619.
No, 21. You don't have 28.
619. We have Chazor HaShatz. Okay, let's go take a step back.
3 times 7.
And Musaf. By 3. 3 are 3. Shachris, we personally do it 4 times. Chazor HaShatz is 3 times. 619. It's 619.
It's 7 times 3 is 21.
21 plus?
598.
Right, it's 619.
No.
Yes. 598 plus 21 is 619. Yes.
Yes.
No koilov. I don't. We don't. When I do gematrias, I never do koilov. I don't go. I don't do koilovs. Even though that's one of my next numbers. No koilovs. So, there's one more bracha you're forgetting about, and that is Mogin Avos. There is a Chazor HaShatz Friday night.
Yes.
There is. There's a short Chazor HaShatz.
Yes.
So there are exactly in one week, we recite and answer Amen to Shmon Esrei exactly 620 brachas of Shmon Esrei in 1 week. Where do you start? Where do you end? And then you can start Tuesday. You can start. So the conclusion point, the part that we count as the climax is Musaf, the brach of Atah Kodosh. When the Shlech Tzibur finishes Mechaye HaMesim, and now he gets to the bracha Atah Kodosh, that's the last bracha. That's the starting. In other words, the starting point really is the bracha of Tikkat Shabbos. If you view the week begins with Tikkat Shabbos and the last bracha going the whole cycle would conclude Atah Kodosh, That's why we say Keser Yidnu Lecha. Musaf begins Nusach Sfarad Keser Yidnu Lecha, because we consider what's really unique about Shabbos. What's unique about Shabbos is Musaf. That's really the most unique thing the whole week. You don't daven Musaf the whole week. You daven Shachas and Chamar. So you want to say that Friday night, Magen Avos, Chazor Hashatz, alright, but it's a Ma'ariv, it's nothing really, it's not a special tefillah, it's a one bro Chazor Hashatz. Musaf is the real deal. That's something that's really unique. And when you say Kedusha together, that's special. Keser Yidnu Lecha alludes to the fact that we say during the week 620 brachas. A Titus, I'm not talking about exceptional weeks. Titus, the Yedda Bracha. I'm talking about a standard average week. A standard week without a Titus. 620 brachas. Okay, very cool. Let's finish up a few more very quick things. 852. V'nashantam, everyone knows the bracha. From the word V'nashantam, Baretz, is the prediction is going to be Golas. Golas, Gematria V'nashantam is 852. How long do we live in Eretz before it was Golas? We lived there for 850. From this we learned, the Chazal learned that you can be off by a Gematria by one. Because the Hashem took us out of Eretz Yisrael after 850 years, so we should not come to V'nashantam, Baretz, because that would bring the entire Teichacha. So we could have stayed there one more year. We could have said that Teretz says that when it comes to Gematria, you're allowed to be off by one. That's why we had to go leave 2 years in advance. You ever hear that before? They have the same verb by Ephraim and Menashe, Yuli, Kenuv and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon and Ephraim and Menashe is off by one. Pasuk says they're the same. Pasuk is telling you, don't be Machmer by Gematria when it's off by one. Those are famous. Okay, well, very quick, one more, another thing. This is a very good verb. 974. This is a powerful verb. 974, this is a morale type of stuff. You like this? 974 is how many generations existed? Before the world was created. Hashem, then there was 26 generations until Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem was Zonas Olam B'chassid. That's when there were 26 Kilo Olam B'chassid before, and when we in the Hala Gadol. 26 generations until Moshe, but before those 26 generations, there was 974. 974, thus, Rabbi, that's a very powerful idea, is a very bad number. Or not a bad number, but it represents Din. Because it says in the Torah that Hashem first created the world with Midas Hadin. Hashem saw the world cannot survive with Midas Hadin. So he was Mishtatef Midas Harachanin. Do you know what the Rachamim is? The 26 generations. Yud Kei Vavke, that was the Rachamim. The Din, when it says Hashem first created the world with Midas Din cannot survive, those are the 974 generations. What's the proof that 974 represents Din? The Toichecha of Parshas Kisavo has exactly 974 words. 974. It's very, so 974 is the din that was marked in the 26 generations of Rachamim after Bria's Olam. And the Teichacha has 974. Teichacha is obviously Midas Adin. Okay, 1,000 is Aleph, and the Aleph base, the last of the Aleph base is the letter Tov. Right? That's number 400. What comes after Tov? Mansapach. Mansapach in the Gematria system represents 600, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. What comes after Mansapach, the last letter of the 27 letters? You go back to the beginning. Go back to Aleph. So what is Aleph? Aleph is Aleph. Aleph can be pronounced one. Aleph is 1,000. It is the cycle. It represents the cycle. 2,000. What is 2,000? What? 2,000, the world is the two parts of 2,000, but 2,000 also expands upon, also it goes back to the number 500. Like we said before, 4 times 500 is the expansion of 2,000. Okay, 6,000? 6,000 are the years of this world. Now, by the way, how many years we have left until the end? 226. But they say that the Mashiach, the process of Gulas comes, there's some Kabbalistic in 40 years before. Already 40 years before already starts Tchias HaMesim. So that means how many years we have left? 186. So, gotta get a hold out?
I started holding my breath.
Renee, you gonna hold out? All you gotta do is 180. Only gotta hold out 100. Think about it, your grandchildren or your great grandchildren have a chance. Who knows?
I heard that 500 years ago.
If you go, you look at
the. We have a chance too, tomorrow.
We have a chance. Hayoim, tomorrow. Today. But the truth is, Rai in one of his very popular shurim he gave, he goes through history where Chazal made a calculation, and he has 10 examples, where in history,
Klal Yisrael made a calculation of years, and based upon the calculation, they acted on it, and they were mistaken. Who says we know what Chazal mean by 6,000 years? Here in Brooklyn, New York, we really know what Chazal meant by 6,000 years. We don't really know what the number 6,000. So hopefully, it should come tomorrow. But it's Ryan said it would be a very big nisoyin what it means. Okay, next thing I want to say very quick, we'll go to the number jumping ahead is 24,000. Okay, now we're out of time. I'll just tell you one last thing to sum up. 600,000. Okay, really, I'm skipping all my numbers. I'm out of time. 600,000. We're out of time. 600,000. You make the bracha chacham harazim. Why? Why do you make the bracha when you see 600,000 Jews chacham harazim? You have a square, a box. It's a three-dimensional object. Think about this. Okay? A cube. Can you see, hold it every possible angle, bend up to them, can you see all six sides?
No.
How many sides can you see? Can you see five?
Three.
Can you see how many? What?
Four.
Figure it out. You can't see all six.
Three.
No, you can see more than three. You can at least four. I think you can even see five. I think there's a way you can see five. You can see five. But you can see five. You can't see six. 600,000 represents the expansion to the greatest means possible of the number six, of the number cube. A human being can't have a cube, a number six. The most you can see is five. You can't see six. I mean, it's humanly impossible for the eye to see six. There's something that's a secret. But Hashem sees the other side. Hashem is called Yachol. Hashem can see the other side. That's why when you have Klal Yisrael 600,000, it represents Klal Yisrael in its three-dimensional form. Chacham Harazim. Hashem knows the other side.